from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is a huge Miami Hurricanes fan. Everyone who listens to this show knows that. He's got tattoos. He named his son Kane. And he's going to be in Gainesville 2 weeks from this Saturday for Kane's Gators, which will be a fun kickoff for our football seasons. And John Michaels is joining us now. I got to ask first, John, before we talk Canes and other nonsense, your Falcons were here at Hard Rock Stadium last Friday for preseason game number one. Did you watch the game? Do you have any takeaways about the Dolphins? Is there any value that you see in preseason game one?
Preseason sucks. I'm a weirdo because I was there watching fourth quarter guys that are going to be working at Amazon in like 3 weeks. I was still watching. Here's what I get from the Dolphins. Anybody that thinks that that offense will just run with any quarterback, go ahead and rewind the tape of Mike White and others take Skylar Thompson taking snaps at quarterback, and now understand why Tua Tagovailoa got the money that he got, because not just anybody can run that offense. Tua is the guy for that offense. I hate preseason football. I understand the business beside it. With people trying to get jobs, there are people that, you know, you don't know before preseason. They end up being really good players. I just hate it because I see guys get hurt. I see guys go down. The Falcons lost two starters on the defensive side of the ball in a week down there in Miami. So, yeah, I'm ready for preseason to be over with. Get me to the regular season.
Is Penix special, man? Because I know y'all went and got Kirk Cousins. You know what I'm saying, John? Like, we understand what they did, but Penix looked kind of special. I know you go out. I don't know if you've been to practice, but Penix can sling that thing. Penix can spin it.
Oh, yeah. I was at they had an open practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I was lucky enough to hang out with some of the Falcon legends. They gave me a legends pass. I just told fans I used to long snap years and years ago, so they thought I was a player, whatever it was. But, no, you're right. That kid can absolutely spin it. Here's what I'm most happy about, Crowder. Apparently, you finally found the Wi-Fi there in the Airbnb, because the last time I came on, you were looking for the Wi-Fi for like 3 hours.
No, he wasn't looking for the Wi-Fi. He was looking for the business center
in someone's
house.
that is the absolute worst and best excuse I've ever heard to not work. You said you're looking for a business center in an Airbnb in a gated neighborhood. It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
John, it was in Crystal City, D.C. It was a nice condo. Y'all can go to hell. John, go to hell.
He's like, he's at an Airbnb. He's like, yeah, I'm going to see if the Starbucks here has Wi-Fi. I'll do it from there. I'm like, you're in a house. You're not fooling us.
Go to hell.
Wait, let me go back to what you said, John, about, you know, watching Tua and then you watch Skyler and you watch Mike White. I don't know, you know, obviously you're aware of the Dolphins' backup quarterback position. Dave Hyde wrote something in the Sun Sentinel. Crowder has fully endorsed the Dolphins going out and getting a guy like Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill specifically with the notion of Skylar Thompson, Mike White maybe haven't had the best camps in the world and didn't have a great preseason game one. And maybe a guy like Tannehill, who's available, is a better quarterback than the both of them should you need a, say, late-season victory if Tua's unavailable. Where would you stand on that if we gave you the choice between those three?
Yeah, I'd take Tannehill. I hated Tannehill as a starter. I couldn't wait to run him out of Miami for about 6 years. I thought he was overrated as a starter. But as like a two-game stopgap in week 13 or week 6 or whatever it may be, yeah, you'd feel better with a guy that started as many games as he has in the NFL. Same thing with the Falcons. Like a year ago when they brought Taylor Heinicke in, I know I don't want Taylor Heinicke as my starter, but if you have him for two or three games, he's a heck of a lot better than Skylar Thompson or Mike White. I would have no problem with that. I know Dolphin fans will probably have some PTSD if Ryan Tannehill showed back up and actually had to start a game for the team. But again, the alternative, what you have right now, it looks like it would be a really rough go of it. And I knock on wood if anything happened to Tua throughout the year. But let's be real, if anything major happens to Tua, you're going to be drafting high anyway coming up next year.
And John, these new age coaches, there's something I've got into now with Raheem Morris now in Atlanta. I know you're in Atlanta, but the Sean McVays, the Mike McDaniels, Kyle Shanahan's, the Shane Steichen in with the Colts, like this new age coach, is Mike McDaniels one of the best? Because he impresses me, man. What they did offensively, like his system, and I know he's on that tree, that Kyle Shanahan tree with all those guys, but is Mike McDaniels special because people start questioning him now?
Hell yes, he's special. When the NFL changes rules because of your innovation, that lets you know you are ahead of the curve. You are one smart son of a gun. And they did exactly that when they started to change, you know, they call it the cheat motion, the motion that he used with Tyreek Hill to kind of get that running start. And were there times last year that Tyreek or Jalen may have gotten a head start and did the old CFL or Arena League where they were turning upfield too fast? Sure. But it was a way that they were able to get those guys away from bump coverage. Channing, you know from playing defense, the last thing you want is one of those fast guys to be running at you full speed where you don't know where they're going and you can't get a hand on them. Defensive backs want to be able to come up and put their hands on receivers like Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And Mike McDaniel has found so many different ways to make guys look special. Raheem Mostert's a good running back. He wasn't a 20-touchdown type running back before he got with Mike McDaniel's offense. Devon Achane is super fast, but I didn't see what I saw at Texas A&M with what I saw last year with the Dolphins. The guy is a genius as an offensive play caller. Now the only thing, you have to find a way to be a genius in Buffalo when it's cold and suddenly the precision passing game isn't working the way that it does. But he's right along with Matt LaFleur. He's right along with Sean McVay. Remember, McVay used to do all that motion stuff and all that kind of orbit stuff with the Rams, and that's why they were able to get off throwing the football. I think Mike McDaniel's one of the most special coaches in all of the NFL, and the Dolphins are going to be lucky to have him for the next decade plus.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.